I live on a small horseshoe-shaped island called Orcas, which floats precariously on a 25,000-mile horseshoe-shaped arc of volcanoes. That connection of trenches, belts, plates, and subduction zones that encircle the Pacific Basin is called the Ring of Fire. It boasts 75 to 80% of the world's volcanoes, 452 active and dormant. Of the 25 largest eruptions in the last 11,700 years, 22 are located here. Moving fault lines on the Ring of Fire generate earthquakes and eruptions multiple times a day. Most are too small to be felt or observed, but sometimes the earth rocks and blows. The volcano that erupted in Hawaii in 2018 created rivers of fire that, when they hit the ocean, provoked dangerous chemical reactions, including a steam cloud of lava filled with shards of glass and toxic chemicals. As if the lava, acid rain, volcanic smog, sulfur dioxide, lahar, caldera, explosions, eruption, plumes, debris, avalanches, and fissures weren't enough, now Hawaii residents had to deal with the lava. The world is now one global ring of fire. 20 years ago, I wrote Soul Tsunami for the church as it entered the 21st century. Rings of Fire is written for the 22nd century. Actuarially speaking, a child born after 2000 has a greater than 50% chance of living well into the next century, which means that right now, our families and churches are forming and norming a 22nd century faith. How are we doing? Everyone is asking questions like, what is going on out there? How in the world did that happen? Why are we so polarized? These are global questions, symptoms of structural shifts in society that impact the whole world. We are living on the other side of a cultural tsunami. Truth is a matter of eternity, whether it is truth evaded or truth faced. Peter Kraft, Heaven, the Heart's Deepest Longing. We live in a world that is constantly, simultaneously solidifying and liquefying. In spite of our best efforts, the church is unprepared for the future and unpleasant when asked to think about it. We are like the Haitian family, so traumatized by the January 2010 earthquake that they fled to Chile, only to go through an even greater earthquake a month later. Or the Mitsubishi engineer Tsutomu Yamaguchi, who fled the bombing of Hiroshima during World War II, taking refuge in Nagasaki. Society is unraveling, and when you try to escape, turn your back on the unraveling, or join the denial lobby, you go from bad to worse. I believe God is already present and active in these erupting volcanoes. The way through and around and over them is already in the midst of them. Jesus calls his disciples to be first responders, those who run toward, not away from, the future. This book is designed as a kind of first responder's manual to help you assess the situation and assist the Spirit as the situation requires. The volcanic metaphor finds its inspiration in perhaps the most astute interpreter of the U.S. in our history, the politician and writer Alexis de Tocqueville. In 1848, he addressed the French National Assembly with these words, "We are sitting on a volcano. Can't you see that the earth is trembling again?" The church needs to be more fiery than its culture. Only fire beats fire. In a volcanic world, hot pockets are ready to blow and erupt at any minute with constant explosions and sudden power surges.